Ever wonder how a money changer machine knows if you've given it a $1, a $5, or a $10 bill? Today's Moment of Science will look at what happens to your cash when you give it to a money changer. When a bill is inserted into a money changer machine, it disrupts a light beam from within the machine. This action triggers the motor to pull the bill into the money changer. The machine then begins a process by which it first makes sure the bill is actually currency and then determines the denomination of the bill. With a computer chip and measuring devices, the money changer checks the length, width, and thickness of the bill. If the bill is not the exact length and thickness it should be, the changer will reject it and refuse to give you any change. The sensors that evaluate the bill are so sensitive that even an old, wrinkled bill usually will not pass this authenticity test because it will not measure precisely the same as a crisp, new bill. After the machine measures the bill's width, length, and thickness, it optically scans the bill to determine if it's a $1, a $5, or a $10 bill. The machine makes this decision by reading how much ink is in different places on the bill. The U.S. Treasury Department uses specially manufactured ink that has unique magnetic properties. The machine's optical scanner measures this magnetic ink. And because a $1 bill has a different ink pattern than a $5 or $10 bill, the computer inside the machine is able to differentiate between these denominations with a quick scan. This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University with production support from the Office of the Provost. Today's program was prepared by Barbara Bolts with help from Ken Kykstra at Rowe International. There are hundreds more Moments of Science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. For podcasts, click on the podcast button. I'm Don Glass. We'd love to hear your thoughts on A Moment of Science. You can connect with us at our newly redesigned website, amomentofscience.org.